Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lama Gimel. And we are on Lama Beis, Ma Beis. Actually, we are on daf Lama Gimel, Ma Aleph. We usually are on Lama Beis, but today we actually got to the top. We just mentioned yesterday that there'd be a difference between the Avodah Kochavim and a Yisrael going to the Avodah Zarah. We spoke about whether Yisrael, you always think about Shufa or not, but on the way back, he's always connected already. He's Avigba. And we are an Am Kshei Oref, and therefore, once we're connected to something, it's hard for us to leave. So that's why one might have to have more chamor issues and opinions when it comes to a Yisrael Mumar than it comes to a Obed Kochav. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, we're up to the fourth line. Am Daf Lama Gimel Amid Aleph. Again, I think this is the last, hopefully the last shortened daf. Tomorrow we get back to a regular schedule. We'll figure out exactly what time we'll start tomorrow morning after. Tana Rabbanan, line 4. Obed Kochavim Haholich Liyarid Bein Bahalicha Bein Bechazar Mutter. An Obed Kochavim that's going to a Yarid, is going to a market, is Mutter to buy from him either when he's going or even when he's coming back. Right, bein behalicha bein bechazara. Yisrael aholich liyirid bahalicha mutter bechazara aser. But a Yisrael that's going to a yirid is only mutter on the way there, but it's aser to do business with him on the way back. Why? What's the difference? Maishna Yisrael de bechazara aser. Why, by a Jew who came back from a yirid, is it aser to buy something from him or sell something to him? The Amri Avodes Kochavim Zaved, because we assume that maybe he sold, and obviously it was a Yerid where there was a lot of overdose Kochavim there. It wasn't Stam, just a store. That we assume that maybe he sold an idol, an Avodah Zarah, and Demei Avodes Kochavim Ika Bahadeh. Therefore, he has Demei Avodes Kochavim, the money of Avodah Zarah, with him. And therefore, that is, the Gemara is assuming, is Nitfas with Isser, and therefore you cannot sell something to him because then you'll get that money. Ovik Kochavim Nami. So if you're worried about that by Yisrael, so what's the difference? Why not by an Ovik Kochavim? Neima Avodas Kochavim Zavid Dvei Arabs Kochavim Ika Bahadei. Say the same thing. Say the same chash. So what's the difference? Ella says the Gemara, this is the difference. Ovik Kochavim Amrinan Glima Zavan Chamer Zavan. Right? If we know somebody sold something in a market, we have no idea what they sold. So just as there's a chance they sold an idol, there's a chance they sold clothing, there's a chance they sold a donkey. So therefore, says the Gemara, when it comes to a guy, we can assume that he sold other things. Yisrael Nami Nema is Emer Glima Zavan Chamer Zavan. What about Yisrael? Do we assume, why don't we assume that he sold the clothing or the donkey? Answer, Yisa the Havileh, because by a Jew, if it's true that he had a clothing, he had a donkey to sell, Hachavim Azvaleh. He would have just sold it here to us. What do you have to go to the Yerid for? The fact that he went to the Yerid, we don't assume was because he could get a better deal, but the reason was because he wanted to have his market opened and broadened so that he would be able to sell the idol to a Oved Es Kochavim. Right, that is that's the Chashash. How does this fit into the whole issue about, not the whole first parak issue, that anytime it's a Yom Ha'ed, you're not allowed to near a Yom Ha'ed. So Lachar, this has to be talking about, not about a Yom Ha'ed. Because if it's Yom Ha'ed, it's always Aser. And number two, the Ritva adds here that must be talking about a case where it's a business van. You know, this guy always goes to Yerid. Zavez Kachavim, Rashi. Goy Ha'olich Yerid. Pirish Rashi, Yerid Shel Avodah Zarah. So first Rashi says, right, that's Rashi I mentioned outside. On the top, Rashi, Yerid Shuk Shel Avodah Kachavim. Miyu Ovid Kachavim Ki Azil L'Schora Hu Da'Azil. That's what Rashi says on top. And the Ritva says, V'yafik hivein, sharim ipnei zech hashud avodah zara zavid, udvi avodah kachar zara badeh. V'lohush v'chatan v'farish, l'fisha stam yirich l'avodah zara hi. U'ma sha'amru d'goy b'halicha mutter, stamahu, v'afil limkar lam davar miskayim, u'mayi b'goy tagar, sh'holech l'scharaso, v'eino ovi lo'us avodah zara, l'fichach l'chashu l'fnei ideihem. Right, so that's the Ritva says. We're talking about a businessman that one doesn't have to worry about automatic Avodah Zarah. Okay, continuing. V'habon mutarin. Those that come from the house of Avodah Zarah, the Tarfos, is mutter. So, says the Gemara, Amar Shimon ben Lakish, lo shano elish ink shurin zebazet. This is only if they're not in a group. They're not kosher. You see them walking out, and they're all going in different directions. So then you can assume it's over. And it's not just halftime. It's not just a break in the middle. Aval kshurin ze bozeh, but if they're all together, they're all in one aguda, and they're one, they all went out to lunch or something, so then asurin neimatay del achzer. Maybe they're going back. So therefore, you always have to be worried about the chash. Reish Lakish is good to do it. Reish Lakish is always an Erev Yom Kippur. Reish Lakish, we know the Gemara Bamitzia, the Reish Lakish is Tshuva, Reish Lakish, Machlokas Rishonim, whether Reish Lakish started off as a Tzaddik and then went off the Derech, that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds, because sometimes Reish Lakish quotes other Rabbeim besides Rabbi Yochanan. Or do we say Rabbi Yochanan was never, and Rabbi Yochanan came, and he, Rabbi Yochanan, was Makariv him. Remember the story in the Peis in Bamitzia, that Reish Lakish is in the river, and he's swimming around, and Rabbi Yochanan says, "Wow, Reish Lakish, you are strong." And Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, "Wow, you are handsome." Rabbi Yochanan was a beautiful guy, and they used to sit outside the main mikvah so that the women would be able to have handsome children. The Gemara talks about that elsewhere. So Rabbi Yochanan says, first Reish Lakish says that, "Wow, you're such a handsome guy," and Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yeah, you should see my sister." So Reish Lakish says, "Oh, I would love to marry her." Reish Lakish said, Rabbi Yochanan says, "If you put all your strength to Torah, so then you can marry my sister." And all of a sudden, the Gemara says, Reish Lakish got very weak, because once he committed himself to Torah, Mateshes Kochosh Ladam, and if he became weak, Rabbi Yochanan had to save him. And that was the beginning of the relationship between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which even at the end of his life, after Reish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't bear it. Couldn't bear to live without him, and eventually he died. Because he couldn't have any other Talmud. Every other Talmud that was bringing him rayas, he said, "I don't want rayas, I want kashas." And he couldn't live without his Talmud, and therefore he just died. Anyway, that's the story of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and the tshuva that Reish Lakish did. Good. Know that Hovdik Ochavim V'kan Kaneim. So the Gemara says the bottles and the containers of Obedes Kochavim. Rashi says nodos are made out of leather, and kan kaneim are made out of a different material. Asame was the Rashi. We'll see the Rashi in a minute. Rashi says, "No, those are orek, akanim, or cheres, or earthenware." Right. So let's keep that in mind for the different halachas. So, no, those of the chavim, v'kad kaneim. Tana rabbanan. No, those of the chavim. If you have the leather pouches which they stored wine in, gerudim, if they were smoothed, chadashim, and they were new, mutarim. Because you see, there's nothing in them. They're new, they're smooth. Smooth meaning they're not easily absorbing at that point. So that's why they're mutter. Yishenim, umizufafin. If they're old and they are lined with pitch, asurin. Because pitch is absorbent. And if they're old. So once they're old already, then something was absorbed. Ovikachavim rivavan. If an ovikachavim lined them v'ibdam, and he did ibud, he tanned them, he made them into leather. V'nasal asochan yain, and he put wine into there. V'yisrael omid al gabav enochoshesh, and a Jew is watching the whole process. You don't have to be worried about anything then. If a guy did the whole process, but a Jew is watching, says the Gemara, why not? V'chimeyachar dovikachavim nosal tochan yain. If a guy puts the wine in, he saw omid al gabav my having. How does it help that a Jew is watching? A guy has his own kavanas, and he could be being menaseich them. So what does it help that a Jew is watching a guy do the whole process, including putting the wine in? Amar of Papa, Hachi Ka'amar, Ovik Ochavim Rivivan V'Ibdan V'Yisrael Nosu L'Tocha Yayim. No, if a guy does the whole process of producing the node, and then a Jew puts in the wine, V'Yisrael Ach Omer Al-Gaba V'Nechoshesh. And as long as a Jew puts the wine in, another Jew is watching in a choshesh. So the Gemara asks the opposite question. If a Jew is pouring in the wine, what do you need another Jew watching? What exactly is the case? If a guy is doing the pouring, it should be also totally. If a Jew is doing the pouring, then you shouldn't need another Jew that is watching. So the Gemara says, no, two answers. Answer number one, Dilma agav tirdei menaseh velavadaite. You only have one Jew there, and he's busy pouring, and he's busy watching what the guy's doing. It's very hard to have eyes everywhere. So if I'm busy pouring, maybe I won't be focused. Sometimes you're pouring so you don't want it to spill. So maybe a guy will pour a little bit in on the side. I won't notice. So that's why just one Jew there pouring it in, that wouldn't be good enough. You need another one there, watching, making sure that there's no nisach going on. Answer one. Or of Zvid Amar, La'olam Kidakamin Meikara. Or maybe it's like originally we said that a guy is doing the pouring. The guy is doing the pouring. Why isn't that mamash a problem of nisuch? V'hacha be'idna d'kashadi lei nasa kazorig mayim latit. No, here we're talking about a case where the pitch is still moist. They just lined it with pitch. It stinks. And therefore, we assume even if wine goes in there, it's not going to last. It's going to become putrid, and the pitch is going to counteract the ta'am and the reyach of the wine. So that's why it's like throwing water into pitch, and therefore, nothing to worry about. Period. Let's stop there for a minute. Actually, one more line, and then we'll come back. Amar Rav Papi, Shvamin Amidur of Zvid. You know what you see from the second answer of Rav Zvid, that you can pour the wine in when the pitch is still wet. Hai Ovid Kochavim, Deshadachamr Labe Milchi Di Yisrael. If an Ovid Kochavim puts wine into a very salty dish, full of salt, Rashi says, Kli Mali Melach, that's mutter, because the wine will get totally, quote, burned up and absorbed by the salt. If it doesn't, to worry about. And Masla Ravashi does not like the comparison. Midami, Hasam Ka'azali Ibud. By the pitch, it totally gets ruined. Hachalok Azali Ibud. Here it does not go to Ibud. It puts in Tam in the Melach, and it still exists. So don't compare to me pitch and salt. The Sugya of Gadol Omid Al Gabav, which the Gemara brings up here, whether a Gadol Omid Al Gabav, if you have another Jew watching on top, is that going to help or not? That is a sugya that comes up in many, many different places in Shas. Okay, we're just going to mention two or three of them, but here the Gemara tries to suggest that Gadol Omid Al Gabav will help for a Jew to watch a Goy pour the wine. And the Gemara says it's ridiculous, because it's about Machshavas Yai Nesach of a Goy, and therefore if we don't know what his Machshava is, so then why should it be that it should be good enough? That's why the Gemara rejects it. Or rejects it either because it's a case where the wine will get totally ruined, or the Gemara changes it to a case where it's really a Jew pouring. So one case this comes up, first place it comes up is the Mishnah in Gittin, or the Gemara in Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin tells us on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says, HaKol K'shir L'chtov Es HaGet. Everybody can write a get. Whoever wants to write a get. Afilu cheresh shota v'katan. Even a cheresh shota v'katan can write a get. That's a bechiddush. We know that get has to be nechtav l'shma. It has to be written l'shema ish, l'shema isha. The Mishnah say later on in Gittin. So what do you mean a cheresh shota v'katan can write a get? Ask the Gemara. V'halav b'nei deyaninu. They don't have das. How can they write a get? So you might have said halav b'nei deyaninu means they can't even have any Labani das for kinyanim for anything. Rashi there adds in v'lo yadu lichtov l'shma. Rashi says gittin chabez mabez. Not just that they don't know how to write bechlal and have das for kinyanim. And so even if you want to say they're ma'amin es yideihem, that they learn how to write properly, but they can't have l'shma. Don't assume that they can have that level of das. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna v'hu shehaya gadol omed al gabav. Gadol omed al gabav. As long as a gadol is watching the Jew, right? That could put in and inject the aspect of lishma. The Gemara says then, obvious extension, if that's true, so why cheresh of the katan? I have an even bigger chiddush. Ela me'ata, answer of Nachman, Ovid kochavim, v'yisol Ovid agaba, v'achan amid akasher. What about a guy? What is there, if it's just an issue of lishma, lack of lishma, and a katan can't have lishma, so you should have a guy be able to write the get. And if you want to say that's true, no. But Tanya, Ovid Kochavim Pasol, right? Ovid Kochavim is Pasol. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference between a Goy and a Katan. Ovid Kochavim L'dayte D'nafshe Ovid. Ovid Kochavim has his own issues on his head. A Katan is like a blank. A Goy has something else. So that's why a Goy is worse in terms of writing a get. And the Gemara continues with that. But that's that. That's the one case that comes up. Can Gadol Omid Al Gabav work? And we paskin yes. We paskin Echaz Gerishin. That Gadol Omid Al Gabav can work for get. And again, the chiddush is that it can inject.
It's more of the Lishma aspect. Here it's more of Shmira.
That's a Lishma element. Good. Right. So here it's more of just Shmira. So here Shmira in terms of putting it in Shmira from what? You see he's pouring. It's Shmira of something he's thinking. So there also we'd like Shmira of something he's thinking. We'd like to inject a Machshavas Hechsher to him. But again, it did. Our Gemara says it did not work. Where else would this come up? Arachayim. Let's look all the way at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Yud Beis. Let's think of all the other contexts that need Lishma. That's the easy way to think about it. What else needs Lishma? So the first place that needs Lishma in Shulchan Aruch is Hilchas Tzitzis. Tzitzis and Tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Yud Aleph, Hachutin Tzarech Shi Tvian Lishman. Right, we don't usually have this because we buy ready-made tzitzis in the in the store. But what happens if I have a sheep and I shear the sheep and now I have the wool, I'm going to make the wool into threads. Spinning, tviya. So that tviya has to be lishma. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Achutid sarak shihei, right? Bez Hashem, we'll get to this later on in the year. In March, we start Menachas, Bez Hashem. So Menachas has all the halachas that citizens and villain. So Shulchan Aruch says, Achutid sarak shihei tviya lishman. V'yesh machmirin afilu l'naftzan lishman. The Ramah says, maybe even the nifutz. That's the combing of the wool. V'haminag lahaka benifutz. Minag is lahaka. Okay, but then the Sheyomar to betchilas atvia. So we should say lachanchila at the beginning of the tvia shehu osa kain l'shem tzitzis o Sheyomar leisha tvili tzitzis latalis v'imloha yitvili l'shman psulin. If I don't have tvia l'shma, the Shulchan Aruch paskins pasul. So the Shulchan Aruch says tavan akum v'yisrael omer al gabo. What if there's no Jew that knows how to spin thread? So can a Yisrael be omid al, right? We have that, I remember, by the Tchilas factory, that a Tfiyah machine, right? That you could turn it, and you have to say Lashma. It's this Shulchan Aruch right here. If you go to the Tchilas factory, they have it there in the other building. So, Ptvavan Hakum Yisrael Omer Agabav, if a guy is doing the Tfiyah in Yisrael Omer Agabav, the Omer Sheyasa Lashma, and he said, and the Jew is saying, have Kavanah for Lashma. So is that good enough? So we learn by getting it's not good enough. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Laharambam Pasul Laharash Kasher. Machlokas Pishonim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rama v'noagin sheyisayeya ha-Yisrael ma'at. There's no way that the Yisrael is misayeya. Muktisa l'kaman simin lamed beis. As it has later on, it's simin lamed beis, milchus tefillin. Right, talk about other issues of Lishma. Ubi yaredeya simin reish ayin aleph. And also if you look in yaredeya, what's yaredeya reish ayin aleph? And hilchus ksiva sefer Torah. Right, if all these contexts, this is where the sugi comes up. V'tzrichin, the Shulchan Aruch has, shizira v'sheyu shizurin lishman. The Shazira, once I have the threads, I twine the threads together. That also has to be Lishma. If you look in the Dagal Merivava, the Oda Behuda right here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Machlokas Ramam Rush. Dagal Merivava says, Lo Nimsa Zeb Divrei Harash Gabi Tzitzis. The Rush never said a word about Tzitzis. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? V'gamatur Lo Hispir Kan Dover Zeh. Rak HaBeis Yosef Yolif Tviya Tzitzis Midin Ibud Shel Tfilin. The tefillin, the leather, the cloth of the tefillin have to be tanned, made into leather, lishma. So the Shulchan Aruch took a step. Tviya lishma, by tzitzis, from Ibra tefillin. Uladaiti, says the Dagal Merivava, achar mechilas kvodo, ein demyona ola yafe. I don't think it's exactly the same. Why should Ibra be the same as Tviya? V'ayin beveis Yosef, yaredeya, hevi divri arash. Visham tirat the gabi tviya sitzes gam la rush puzzle. Ki udome lexiva saget. Dok sham vetishka. He thinks the rush is kosher, says the Noda Behuda. I think the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. I think the rush doesn't say a word about tviya sitzes. The Shulchan Aruch compares it to Ibut tefillin. I think it should be compared to ksiva by get and ksiva sefer Torah over there by that halacha. It's fascinating, though. You have this case by this halacha by 10 different areas, and what do you compare to what? Some cases you have Rishonim that are mefurish. Sometimes you don't. Do you apply their shitas in the cases where we don't have it mefurish? So you have it here by tzitzis. You have it here. We had it by Yayin Nesach. Where else do you have it? What's the other big case where it comes up? That is matzah. Matzah comes up. What is allowed by matzah? What's needed by matzah? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tav Samach, beginning of Tav Samach, the Shulchan Aruch there says, again, we're not doing the sugi now, but especially three or four cases. Ein lashin matzahs mitzvah v'lo ofenosa al yidei akum. You're not allowed to knead or bake the matzah by a guy v'lo yidei chereshot v'katan or by a chereshot v'katan. Right, you can't use it because you need lishma. Afias matzahs need lishma. What about matzahs, machine matzah, if I press the button, right, if that's good enough for baking the matzahs, that's the big sugya. So the Magen Avraham there quotes, that he quotes the Maharil, Al Yisayeh Akum Chereshot V'Katan, Lo Belisha, V'lo Ba'aricha, V'lo Ba'afia, kneading and setting and baking. So the Magen Avraham says, Mashma Dafke Elu, Malachas V'Yuchadis L'Pas. But what about making the holes in the matzah? The Magen Avraham says, right, Mashma Ein Kpeda. That's why in many matzah places, right, you'll have the kids are allowed to make the holes in the matzah. As long as a Gadol starts off. Why? Why? Why does Gadol have to start off? Because the continuation of the Magen Avraham. Av ba'aril katzav v'chein kol tikkunim aser. D'boi shibur l'shei matzah. So maybe that includes it. So it's not clear. Everything else is clear. Got to use a gadol, but the holes aren't. So that's why it's up. I know Rabbi the Rav here says as long as the gadol starts, and then he quotes the Bach. Whether all about these cases, what about an akum? What about gadol omid al gabav? Right, that's the case of gadol al gabav. Would it work here? What about Yisrael says that you have l'shem pesach v'tov sheyisayek sas mukav lasas they katam er they akum. Then all these cases, but again, it comes up by matzah. So what do we have? We had it by get. We had it by tzitzis. We had it by tefillin. We had it by matzah. Where else do we have it? Final case, and then we'll move on. By let's look at that case that the Dogam Ravava quotes. Right, Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah. What happens by Sefer Torah? Not Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's halachas of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But a guy can't write a Sefer Torah. What is it? It's by Ibud. The Ibud, the getting the cloth prepared. Says the Tur in Reish Ayin Aleph. Kazar Rabam. Ima goy ma'abdo pasol. The goy's ma'abed the cloth. Afilu omer lo Yisrael. Abed oros elo l'shem Sefer Torah. Even if a Jew tells him, says the Rambam. V'harebeinu baruch kasav. She'im ma'abdo. V'yisrael omer al gabav. Umesayo Shari. Achokas Rishonim. Whether Godol Obed Agabev would work for Ibud Sefer Torah. V'chein Kazabala Itur. Tesagi Begoy Shema Adam Lishma. V'chein Umaskarat Adonai Ve'a Rush. V'chein Kazabara Trunoi. That a Rush would agree with Godol Obed Agabev. Im Efshar Li Yisrael Adam Lishma Misamina Mufchar. V'yam Lav. What if there are no Jews in the Ibud business? Right, who knows? Maybe they're the tanneries. V'yam lav yelach l'goy v'yomer klaf l'sefer Torah anitzarech ukshama abdim l'shem sefer Torah yisayim o yisrael ma'at v'chiyay gavna havi ibu lishma. Okay, this is another context. This is what comes up in our Gemara. Ibud lishma. In all the cases of gadol omid al gabav, is that going to be good enough where you need a case of where you need lishma? Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, bar adi taya. Bar Adi was a person. Bar Adi Taya, and he was a merchant. Anas Hahunu Ziki, Mayor of Yisra Bar Yosef. He forcibly took the flasks, the Zikim, of Yisra Bar Yosef. Rabba Buhu Chamer, and he threw wine in them. Vajuna Niyale. Just a little hachasnik. Right? The guy took the bottles, he threw wine in it, and they gave it back to Yisra Bar Yosef. So, Asr Shal Be Medrashar, Yisra Kit the Base Medrash. What do I do with these flasks? Are they Asr? Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya, kachor Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says this. Halacha l'maisa. This is how you kasher kalim that had yayin in them. How? Mimalan mayim shlosha yamim uma aron. Fill them with water 3 days and spill it out. Fill it, again, why? Because there was no, as we'll get to in a second, there was no heat here. It just sat in the flasks. So if you fill it with water 3 days and you switch the water, says the Gemara, if I switch it every 24 hours, at least, and I switch it every 30 hours also, but as long as the water is in there for 24 hours, three times in a row, not the same water, so that we say gets out the wine taste, as we'll see more in a second. We thought this only meant if our flasks that they put their wine in. But if we have their bottles, this wouldn't work. It wouldn't be good enough because our flasks, at least, Rashi explains, was Bolea kosher wine in the beginning. So there's not much more room for Yayin Esach in the Blia. But there was all Yayin Esach. So maybe it wouldn't be allowed. No, even there. So this is how you kosher Yayin Esach bottles. Hani mili no dos, avakanim lo. I thought maybe only the leather ones, but not the charis ones, because charis is harder to kasher. Amarle Ravashi, loshtar no dos, loshtar kakanim. Right, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins this, as long as they are, if they had belia, if they're aligned with pitch, or they're charis, or they're used for long times, so that's what one would do. The Ritva makes 2 points here. Number one, a small point, then a larger Yesoda stick a point. Number one point is, the Ritva says when you kasher, it's got to be overflowing, because you got to kasher the rim also. So it's got to be lapping, the water has to be lapping over on the top. But number two, says the Ritva, why does this work? And this is the Yesoda. One source on today's daf, two sources. The Ritva today here and the Ron we're gonna get to later. The Ritva says right here, says the Ritva, what's going on here? Dahayan Asr Shabakalam Davart Sonin, who? It's cold. The Kaimal under Davart Sonin and the Nivolam. A davar tzonin is never nivla if it's cold. We're going to have the concept of kavish kemevushal. We mentioned it a couple days ago. We'll have it again. But says the Ritva, what's going on here? It's cold wine. It doesn't even give a shear how long it was in there. The imkain heif yain aser shehut tzonin nivla bekalim. The ode. If you want to say, oh, wine is different, it absorbs even if it's cold, so how could water get it out? So we manafshach, why does it work? So he quotes the Ra'ah, he quotes his Rebbe. Omer Rabbeinu Nero, Devadai Isser Kli Yayin Nesef Eino Mishum Bli Amamish. The isser of the kalim of Yayin Nesach, says the Ritva, is not because we're worried about Yayin Nesach mamish. Ela, aidi de isle lechamra charifas gadol, but because wine is very strong, kole takli ta'amo. It's not real Yayin Nesach, it's just the ta'am of Yayin Nesach that got in. Kol kli kefi mashahu, depending on the kli. The kli cheres kole tu balea yoser, kli cheres is worse. Ukishim emalin, umamarin, osan mayim, hamayim elu. Mitorah shehiyasan sham marpin dofrei akli. It softens the walls of the kli. V'nechnasim v'nivlan u'mafikin tam ha'yayin shebehen. It softens the taste of the wine. Ad she'ein bo toras yayin klal. V'achachamim ha'bikiyin bedavar hein amru v'hein amru. Chazal knew they were wine experts. Another choice, if you don't want to do the water, the Ritva adds, is to scrape off the inside layer. The gardam yivafim yafe yafe. Hareza nachon mipi rabbeinu nero. That's the Ritva. Because it's cold, it's not a real blia. Of every other type of isser that we have, that's with heat, we assume it's not just tamo, we assume tamo umamasho, which is the language of the Gemara in Chulin. Tamo umamasho gets in there. But here by wine, it's only ta'am that we're worried about, and if it's just the ta'am, so therefore the Ritva assumes that's why the water can get it out. Fascinating machlokas. What happens if I leave water in there for 22 hours and then I take it out? I forgot about it. Oh! I didn't realize it. How long do I have to put it back in for? Sorry? Shalom Chorah. If you got mixed up with the hours. So when you put the water back in, do you have to put it in for another 24 or just another 2? Does it have to be cumulative or not? That's a machlokas. Machlokas, the Torah quotes, is in Kuflam and Hey. The Shulchan Aruch quote, the Torah quotes the Rashba, it's a Rashba and a Tshuva, that says you can have a hafsek in between. Right? It doesn't have to be 24 cumulative, while the Rosh is the, it seems like you need cumulative. So that's an interesting machlokas, how it works. Okay. Tanur Rabban and Vayter. Kadkanim Shlodik Ochavim Chadashim Geru Dibutar, and if you have new earthenware, bottles of agai, gerudim, if they're smooth, mutter, they're mutter. Yishenim, umsav, and asurin. If they're old, if they're lined with pitch, they're asur, it's more bliya. Ovid, kochavim, nos, latochan, yayin. Yisro, nos, latochan, yayin. Ovid, if it's ovid, kochavim, put in wine. Yisro, nos, latochan, mayim. Yisro, puts in water. And he solves the problem three times. Ovid, kochavim, nos, latochan, yayin. Yisro, nos, latochan, sir, or murias, vein, achoshesh. Or, if you don't want to use water, there's another item to use. You can use tsir or murias, which we had already. That's the little salty fish brine dishes, and that's very, very strong also, and ain't no choshesh. The Rishonim say, the Rosh here says, let's say the Gemara, how long you have to leave this in for? Is that also 24 hours? Is that less? Not 100% clear. Ibai lohu, lechadchila odieved. Can you use the tsir and the murias lechadchila? Or is water better? B'diavad. Tashma, the Tani Rav Zvid, Bar Oshia, Lokea, Kakanim, and Ovdik, Achavim, Chadash, and Nozlan, Zochan, Yayin, Yishan, and Nozlan, Dochan, Seer, Umur, Yiz, Lachachila. No problem, he could even do it, Lachachila. Fine. Okay, just to mention, the concept of having issues of kashrus without heat comes up in at least 4 sugyas. This is one of them, but it comes up in Kavush, which is just something soaking. I mentioned 24 hours if you have a chicken soup soaking in a plastic container. That plastic container becomes fleshik. Kavish kemevushal, which we'll get to. Kavish. Maliach kiroseach. Something's heavily salted. And then you have the issues of tamo and recho, which is not a blia sitting in there. That's heat, but it's not exactly the same as on a fire. Right? Recha and zeya, which we'll get to also. Bezrat Hashem. Okay. That is heat connected, but it's not. No, sorry. Duchat the sakina is another one, right? Duchat the sakina is the pushing of a knife along with something sharp, along with davar charf. You have duchat the sakina with something sharp. Okay, here we go. Davar charf. Good. What if I didn't do this whole way of kashering it, but I threw the cheres back into the kiln? Is that good enough? So Amar Lei, tzir sorif, or l'kol shekein. Of course that's good enough. If the tzir, if the very salty fish dish is sorif, burns, surely fire. In my Nami, we also have a statement from the Amoraim about this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'amila Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, karkan shal dekachavim shechzion lekitchen ha'esh, kimach enishra ziftan mehen mutarin. Once the pitch inside of them starts melting and falling off, it's mutar. Amar Rabbi Ashi, lo tema denatran, it doesn't even have to actually fall off. El afilu rafoi mirfa, even if it gets loose, avagav de lo nasar, even though it didn't fall off. Again, if it's back in the kiln, that's panim chadashas ba'ol lekan. It's considered a new item, and therefore it would be okay. Kinsa, what if I didn't put it in the kiln, but instead I put a little piece of kindling inside of it? A kiln heats it from the outside. So once the inside starts melting, you know, the whole thing has gotten hot. But what if I put something hot on the inside, and then the inside starts melting? Is that good enough? So pligi barabach avravina chad aser v'chad shari v'hilchza kaman da'aser. If I said aser, it's not good enough, because if you just heat it from the inside, it might start melting before it gets really to the true temperature. Tosva says, right across from where we are, one line down in the Tosvas, because of a Rav Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi. When he quotes from Moshe Mikutzi, the smog, the avagat the baskin hilchza command to asar, even though we pass an asar, but mikal makom, lichbos chavis al ha'esh, in ma'esh godo kol kach v'chazak mi befnim, sheyodo soladis mi bachutz, mutter, v'chashav kamo ha'gala. If you put something inside, but the outside got yasa lettuce bow, that's good enough. The inside only because it's melting and the outside is not yasa lettuce bow. If the outside also gets the yasa lettuce bow, where the hand recoils, a kata that we have by Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kashrus, and elsewhere, that would be good enough. Does Hagala work on this Cheres Yayin Nesach? Kalim, so that's a major machlokas in the post-Gemir. Tosas quotes a couple of days, the Ritva quotes a couple of days. But if anybody has a Kli Ayin Esach, they don't want to do the water, so if they look, if you could do Agala, that's what one does.
You said because you're not leaving the water in for 24 hours?
Right. You're not leaving it for 24 hours. Is it something about just soaking it out in a slow but steady way, because Hagala usually, obviously, is better than just cold water. But here, it's a different type of kashering. So that's the question, would Hagala work? Because you wouldn't be able to do it for 24 hours. Correct. Okay. We know Yasa Lettuce Bowl also is a huge sugya because of many places. But just to mention one fascinating Rashi. We know that for Hilchos Shabbos, solid foods, what's the shear of Bishul? The shear of Bishul for solid foods is Machlo Bedrusoi, making it edible. And maybe Machlokas Rambam Rashba, going from Machlo Bedrusoi to Mavushal Kol Tzarcho. Is that also Daraisa? The Rashba says no, the Rambam says yes. But what about by liquids? You can't go by edibility, because water is edible cold. So what's the shear for Bishul and Hilchos Shabbos for liquids? So we paskin Yatzo Ledesbo. If I make something, Yatzo Ledesbo, so then that is also me Daraisa. Why is that? If you make something edible, you understand Misvara. It's edible now, you've accomplished something. What about Yasa Ledesbo? Why is that the shear by Hilchos Shabbos? So there's an amazing Rashi. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Hey Amid Beis says that you shouldn't use Yasa Ledesbo water for Mayim, for Mayim Achronim. That's the cat. The Gemara is still there. It's Mayim Achronim. So the top Rashi, top line, Kuf Hey Amid Beis. So Rashi says Yasa Ledesbo, Ima Yasa Ledesbo Hen, Butlu Vinishtanu Mitoras Mayim. Lumdus, Rashi says. When you say Yatzel Ledesbo, it's not no longer Mayim, it's Chamin. It's different status in Halacha. It's a different shame. Water is water. And we don't have a word for it in English. Boiling water. Boiling water. We don't have a different word. But in Lashon HaKodesh, it goes from Mayim to Chamin. Chamin, you don't say Mayim, Chamin. Chamin. Different status. That's why that the Lumdus of Yatzel Ledesbo, why it works. Good. Yibaylahu, ma'alitin l'tocho sheikhar. New section. Can I put beer into these kalim? Does the beer work like the tzir and the morius? Does the beer counteract and be mevatel the wine taste? Rav Nachman of Yehuda, Asri, v'Rav Ashari. Ravina Shari, le'er Rav Chiya bar Rav Yitzchak. The Rav Yitzchak, le'mir ma bashichra. Ravina allowed Rav Chiya to put beer in. Also, Rav Ashari, by mistake, he put in wine. He made a mistake. But still, even though Ravina saw this mistake was made, he didn't all of a sudden say, hey, I better make a gzera, because maybe people are going to get confused again. Amar akroi ba'almahu. It just happened. He didn't think, though, it was a reason to make a gzera. He had certain kalim that were used for dung. Pakusna. Malinhu maya anchinu b'shimsha paku. So what did he do? What he took? And they put Yayin Esach in it. Right. They use these dung kalim, but then they put Yayin Esach in it. I guess he wants to use it for something. So he filled it with water, and he left it in the sun. Paco, and then the kalim burst. You answered it forever. This doesn't mean real Isser, it just means they're ruined forever. The rabbi said to fill it with water. Who says to put it in the sun? That caused them to explode. Amr of Yusna. Amr of Yami. Klineser ain't lotar olam is. Klineser. You can never kasher it from Yayin Esach. Why? It's too hard. My Klineser. What does that mean? Amr, what are Klineser? Amr of Yossi bar Avin. Klemach poresh ol tsrif. Okay, a type of very absorbent material, type of metal with lined with lead, so that's why it can never be kasher. To make parzak from Yayin Esach. To make parzak rufila. Anas hani kubi to be papadisa. Again, it was a certain type of, it was a person from Rofila, Rashi says, is the second in command to the king. So he took kalim from the Pumpadisa. Rabu Chamer, and he threw wine in them. They gave it back to them. Also, Shailul Rav Yehuda, they came to ask Rav Yehuda, Amar, Davar Sheimachni, so Lakiyemu. These are just like cups. They obviously never left it in there for a long period of time. They probably just made a toast and gave it back to you. So Meshach Shechan, Nemai, Main Mutarin. You can just rinse them off. So again, the only way that Yayin Esach will stay is if it stays for a while. But if it's only in there for a few minutes, it's not going to be a problem. Amar Rabbi Avira, Hani Chatzvi Shechimi Darmoi. These types of shards of the Arameans that came from Shechimi, again, it comes from the ground. Kivan Delo Bali Tuva Meshachem Amayinu Mutarin. Okay, this type of material is not absorbed at all, and therefore it's mutar. Amar Papi Hani Pasvasa Debe Michzi. Again, different type of kalim. Kivan Delo Bali Tuva Meshachem Amayinu Mutarin. They don't absorb. Again, so if we have, according to the poskim, there are some poskim out there, they say plastic doesn't absorb. So plastic is like these kalim. So it doesn't matter how long something is in there. So mutarin, kasi, but other poskim, I'm not poskim, I'm just saying some poskim say that. Kasi, if somebody has like cups, ravasi asa, ravashi shari. So what's the machlokas about? So shasib hu avika chavim pam rishon kulam alapligid the asr. Once a guy used it once, poured in there once, everybody agrees that it is asr. Why? Because it absorbed before you got to put anything else in there. Ki pligi b'pam sheni. The machlokas is by pam sheni, the second type of istamshus, that they filled it with the ayin esek the second time they put anything in there. That's the machlokas. Or igadamri pamrisha vasheni kolam ligadasar. Or the first two times where it's really ready, it's the kalim are empty from absorbing anything. So really the idea was absorbed. Keep pligim hamshlishi. Machlokas is the third time. The hilchos of pamrisha vasheni aser gimel mutter. That is what we hold. One more line. Amar zvid hamani dekunya. These kalim of that were glazed, dekunya, chiv revoch mashari, black and white or mutter, yeruka aser, mishun de misrif. The green one is aser because it really is absorbent. The yisbahu kartufni kuli aser. If any of them have cracks in them, it's not totally smooth, then for sure it's aser because we assume that yayin, the taste of yayin got in there. Period.
How does this fit with this when you use the cup for the first time, for the second time, what we just said before, that you have to leave it in there for some period of time?
You have to leave it in there for some period of time. It could be that these types of kasi are very absorbent, and therefore, even if it's not in there for a long time. Tomorrow we'll start, though, with the Ron's bomb kasha on this Gemara. What does the Gemara say? You could put Siramurius in there. You could put beer. Could you put beer in there? Maybe according to one opinion. Don't we have the sugya, the principle called Ein Mevatel in Isur L'Chachila? You're not letting me Mevatel Isurim. Right, let's say I want to eat this non-kosher frank, but I know it's treif. So what am I going to do? I'm going to put it into 100 francs. And then I'll eat all of them. Wonderful. I'm not going to know exactly which one, but am I allowed to do that? No. The Mishnah Trumas. You can't be Mevado Israel L'Chachila. So while here, am I allowed to put beer in the wine if it counteracts the taste? Or Bechlal, says the Ron, how could you ever kosher something? Ein Mevatel Israel L'Chachila. That's the Ron's bomb kosher right here. How does koshering not violate the principle of Ein Mevatel Israel L'Chachila? So Hashem, we will do that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.